I'd like us to be sharing things more. Democracy Now, I hear things about the other side of the country. But that's the only live show at KPFT right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how to gather the input from the other board members. I don't know any way except email, unless somebody else has a good idea. And on the email, when I send these out to the boards, the five different boards, and those are easy, listservs. Is anyone, how do people feel? How do members of this committee feel if we put our emails on there? That means you'll be getting input from people from other stations' boards. Is that, how do you feel about that? And if you don't want your email on there, tell me, communicate with me, written form in text or in an email form, so I won't put it on, but I will share it, make sure it gets shared with all the committee. I'm worried about privacy. Yes, who spoke? Who is it?
This is Sabrina. This is Sabrina, KPFA. Okay. Madam Chair, I have an idea. Maybe we could make a request through Otis to have a specific and dedicated Pacifica National Programming Committee listserv only for members and former members of the Programming Committee. We can post on that listserv and be able to go through and look back at, what we've done, what we haven't done, that kind of thing.
That's
just an idea, or some type of, or just a tab. There's a tab on the Pacifica.org website, that present and past programming committee members, can access to get that information.
Because, you said TAP, right? Tab on the Pacifica.org? No.
Right, or Pacifica, or a tab on the Pacifica.org website for the National Programming Committee members, past and present.
Uh-huh. Well, I kind of disagree with that.
Okay.
Sharon, go ahead from DAI.
This is Sharon. I disagree with the past because you don't know if these past people are on the board or not on the board.
Well, moving forward. I mean moving forward, though, Sharon. That's what I'm talking about. Like from this day forward kind of thing. Sorry, I wasn't clear. I apologize. But us here now, so do you object to that idea, like from a moving forward type situation? And if so, why?
Meaning that the people who are part of the committee can
receive
emails from other people on the committee? Is that what you're saying?
Well, from this day forward, like say, for example, we get this going in the next month or so, right? We got a one-year tenure as programming committee members. So we have a one-year tenure. Right. So we would... we would be able to access the committee tab on the website moving forward as ex or former committee members moving forward. So say, for example, if I'm not on the programming committee next year, but I've got some ideas and I want to post it on the website. I want to post it on our little section there on Pacifica.org. I'm still doing a show, but I'm just not on the programming committee anymore. Would you object to something like that?
I would have to think about that because there are some people who are not only doing programs anymore. There's some people who are not on the board. They're not doing programs anymore. They don't really even have an association with the station anymore.
Ah, gotcha. Understood. Yeah, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. Understood.
I know.
Anybody else want to ask you?
I want to ask, does someone have an idea for getting the word out to these people with programmers who have experience and do not understand that we are wanting that input now? And should they contribute something or send something, would they be able to see the other stuff that we've collected? Would that be good for everybody to see? Oh, because, oh, well, that's already covered. I don't need to send that. Or, oh, this stimulates me. How about another idea I came up with while reading this? Okay, well, is it okay with the committee that until we, I ask Otis for a listserv, he can build us one. That's a wonderful idea. I thought about that, and then I thought, well, maybe it's too expensive, but maybe it's not. I don't know. And a tab on the Pacifica.org, I didn't even know about that. Okay, I will ask Otis about these two suggestions. But in the meanwhile, can I ask, how does the committee feel if I send, and I'll send it to the committee, what to put? What are we going to say in order just to ask them for input? Send to the five boards, and let everybody on this committee ask the same, send the same question to anybody they think is, you know, would be a good, would get a good response from, and relay it to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
That at least we get some things, and be picky. Pick some people you really trust and you know, and they're not a board member anymore. Maybe they wouldn't get this. But to hide their keep their email private. I don't mind mine going out, but I would hesitate. I want permission to put anybody else's out. And then there are people who do not want their ideas known. So I'm asking the committee, is it okay if I put my postal box, or should I just put the number and not the name? I would rather put my name there because sometimes I get other postal boxes mail in my box, and I thought they're just making a human mistake. And of course, I honestly mail it back to the post office and have them say, this is not my box, it's somebody else's. But anyway, I'm thinking of changing a name on my postal box so I don't have to advertise my name. But I don't mind my email. That doesn't matter me. Okay. I'm okay with that. Does anybody have a complaint with that? If I use my postal box to give it freely, y'all can use it. I've already put it on the draft minutes, I think, or the agenda. I can't remember. And I will relay those ones without, they can do it anonymously. That protects. I don't want any programmer to get retaliation or any kind of negativity whatsoever. They have a wealth of knowledge, but it's really hard to talk with them. It's very scary sometimes for them. So, I mean, that's just the truth. That's the truth.
Okay, can I put just another idea out there? And that is it possible that we might be able to set up some sort of a group, Google or Yahoo group that would do this or function in that capacity?
Okay, do you know how to do a Google or Yahoo group? Yahoo, I think, has stopped making groups. I think they don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think Google groups are still doing, though.
Okay.
So anyone on this committee have this kind of expertise, or you find out some other way, please email it to the committee so the whole committee can see what's going on. Please don't just send it to me, and then if I forget to relay it to everybody, then if somebody doesn't know what somebody else is saying. So mail it to the entire committee until we get a listserv. That would be nice for us to have a listserv. I don't think any of the committees have a listserv. They had long, long time ago, but some private individual made one up, and then they left, so it, fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish I could say I know how to do this kind of stuff, but I don't. With my family group, I have some people who have started some sort of the same type of thing with such and such a family. Let's say the Smith family.
So, and then all that stuff that goes out is just in the Smith family. It's more controlled.
Well, anyway, we have to safeguard addresses. I mean, I'm okay with mine, but I just, other people, they need to have a way to contact with security, the secure way. Oh, it would be nice to get a, I wonder if that's expensive to do a listserv for this committee. Oh, I wonder. Okay, so I will ask Otis and get back to you all, and so we can be thinking of other ways if that doesn't work.
Ask Otis if he knows how to set up a Google group.
Some kind of listserv. All right. Okay. I think that's everything we got on there on the list, and we have still about 11 minutes left. I'd like to hear from people who haven't spoken. That would be nice.
Well, after they speak, I'd like to speak, Sharon Salam.
Excuse me, after what?
Oh, after they speak. Okay. After the people who haven't spoken speak, because I did speak.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead. Who's this?
Yeah.
I can't hear.
Ralph.
Ralph. Oh.
Yes.
Ralph.
All I'd like to say, it's a great meeting. We're getting a lot done, a lot of ideas, good ideas. And the whole idea of affiliating with universities is really super. And so I hope we're able to get that off the ground. That's all I have to say. Good. Learned a lot.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. You said affiliating with universities is, what did you say?
A fantastic idea.
Oh,
we can,
good.
That is fantastic. There's a lot of talent and a lot of interest there. And once you get that started, it'll be self-perpetuating. It could be part of the university course. And so it's, great idea. Great idea. So thanks. Go ahead, Sharon. Thanks again.
Okay, all of us, be thinking in your head on the back burner. I know everybody's busy, but... how to reach out to universities, and we can't just walk on campus now anymore. It's so different. So we have a challenge, but we must. This is young people. We have to get them. We're getting old. Go ahead, Sharon. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd like to make a suggestion and to get people starting to think about. Two or three things that we would like to accomplish during this year. And so that we can start focusing in on something that we can, do together as a group and complete.
Agreed.
I'm not asking for ideas right now. I'm just saying start thinking about it because we're talking about a lot of different things. But we need to hone in on something that we can accomplish.
This is Wally. I agree. I think that would help all of us knowing that we're working on something we can actually finish and can feel good about.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Rita, for the stand.
I'm sorry? Who's
Sabrina
talking? Who left?
Sabrina.
Sabrina. Go ahead, Sabrina.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Nancy, for your tenacity and for contacting me to make sure I was on the call today. And everybody's ideas, I just want to dovetail on what Mr. Ron said and Mr. Pointer said. These are brilliant ideas. And, yeah, we just need to, hone in on a couple of things that we're able to get done before year's end. I think the change of the tide happens in January, February next year. So, but I think the subsequent conversations will be able to drill down on some specifics and be able to at least get the ball rolling for the next committee to come in. But Nancy, I definitely want to say thank you and appreciate your patience. And you just have a very kind way about you, and it's really, really, really appreciate you. You're doing a great job as chair. for the programming committee, the National Programming Committee. So I just want to make sure I get that out there. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Before we leave, we need to set the next date. Looking for the Pacifica calendar. Today is the 23rd. Okay. This is August, end of August already. Wow. September. Oh, it's all clear. There's nothing on no. And, all right. In 2 weeks, it will be September 6th. I think that's the Labor Day weekend. Are people still staying home or going out, or how do you feel about the 6th? And 13th is open, too. Both. Anybody for the 6th? Anybody for the 13th?
Well, either day is fine with me because I think we're still in lockdown. I don't think anybody has.
Well, I mean,
but you can, but you never know.
Yeah, this is Wally. 13th would be better for me.
13th? Wally wants 13th? Okay. Well, some families may have, you know, gatherings on a Sunday and Labor Day. Okay. How about the 13th then?
Yeah, Oscar for the 13th too.
Oh, Ralph there for the 13th.
Ralph for the 13th? Okay. Now, that is the second Sunday of the month, so it does not conflict with KPFK's LSB meeting. And so we keep the same time? 1 o'clock,
same time, yes.
Is it Eastern people? Are you okay? 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, Western people, are you okay? Central?
You're fine.
Okay,
yes.
All right. I will set that up then. All right.
Yeah, good. Keeps going.
Okay, so the 13th we'll meet at the same time, 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so I will send out an email with just my email on it and my postal box only to the board members, and I will do blind card and copy to anybody else that I know of that's been on programming or programmer from another station or from these stations. And if you do that, if you also want to do that, I think that's a good thing to do. So I will send out a draft, you know, like question for input. And let the committee see it, and if they can, you know, weigh in on it, or it's okay, or add this or something, then we can do that before we meet. Maybe this week we can do that. That's one way. And then the next is I ask Otis to please, how can we have a listserv or a tab on the Pacifica.org? That was a good idea. Thank you, Sabrina. Okay. Are there any other... comments?
Nancy, this is Heather.
Yes, Heather.
I just wanted to say that I sent to everyone, I don't know if you've seen it already, but the audio part link, I sent it on the text message, as well as the list of Pacifica affiliates.
You sent us a link to an audio of what?
To the audio part.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, as well as a listing of Pacifica affiliates. I sent
you
those two links. On the text message.
Okay, so the link is to the Pacifica, the listserv of the Pacifica affiliates, or?
Yes.
There's, wow.
There's a large listing of it. I don't know if it's complete, but it's large. So, and then also the audio port link. Yeah.
Okay, I want to clarify.
How did you send it? I sent it with the text message, you know, where we were getting messages about the meeting.
Uh-huh.
I'll also be glad to send this in email as well if you'd like. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so we use that email, that link, and then we can get any kind of information we want to. We can send it to any affiliate, 235 affiliates?
Yeah, there's a listing there. Let me see what content.
Well, thank you. Well, this needs to be given to everybody in Pacifica, especially the programmers. I mean, wow, communication. You just did it, Heather.
I just sent it out, so. Yeah.
I didn't know it was such a thing. I thought you had to go through Ursula, and Ursula goes through the listserv. I didn't know it was that it was not classified. I'm sorry. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Did somebody was a man's voice? Somebody said something? Somebody? No, I thought I heard Carmen say.
Yeah, Oscar, KPFK. Actually, that's excellent. Thank you for that. I think that's a tool, what Lisa, a resource to show the, first of all, we're not alone on our five local stations, but that there is a lot of people involved, a lot of people interested, and a lot of people we can work out with and they with them. Thank you so much for that sharing. That was beautiful.
Oh, Heather, thank you. Yes.
No, it's my pleasure.
It was like a Berlin Wall you just broke down.
Yeah, good. No, there's so many different kinds of affiliate stations. I mean, we have Native American stations as well. I mean, you name it, we've got it, right? All inspired, of course, by the creation of Pacifica. So I just need to say that, too.
Okay, so all the programmers that are on this meeting, think about AudioPort and posting your show on the AudioPort so it shares with other, you know, and goes out. And look at Heather's text message. Get that link. You sent two things. One was that for the affiliates, and the other was, what did you send? Sorry.
The AudioPort.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the link to AudioPort. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. All right, we'll see each other September 13th.
Thank you.
Reaching out to university. Okay, let's not wait till next time. Bye bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.